Hello, recorder. It's the first time I'm using this thing for the interviews for a while because I've been using my recorder mainly to take down little short brainstorming sessions of things that I've wanted to write down for sketch ideas and screenplay ideas with my new friend Keith, who I haven't heard from in a while, but anyways, but I need to get back to interviewing Tom about his new, about his book, his biography, that poor little guy probably won't ever get to read.
Well, Jared, welcome back.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you. How's everything going with Keith?
Well, Keith's probably doing great. I haven't seen him in about 6 days now.
Jared, I told you.
No, he's talking to investors. He's got a lot of my money right now, and he's talking to investors. We're going to be doing, you know, maybe like a web series. He knows a guy who has met
some guys from HBO. Why are you here,
Jared? I'm here to interview you for your book, Tom. You want to get your biography out there.
Yeah, I do, but you keep doing dumb stuff with, like, you know, losers. You know, Jared, like, just, you know, I'm really sorry. It sounds like maybe Keith ditched you.
No, I don't think he ditched me, Tom. What he's doing right now is what he does a lot in the past couple weeks that I've now known him, is that sometimes he needs to take time to kind of be in his own space, because creativity for him is sort of like Superman going to his cave of solitude.
He's a psychopath. No. And he's depressing.
No, he's not. He sleepwalks, and that's part of what you're referring to. Okay? And so a lot of times he does things that I think are creepy, but later we find out he was doing it in his sleep.
Okay. Well, okay. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
And I'm actually, in your absence, I was working with someone else to not work on a...
Perhaps we should make a note on the recording for the book that who happens to be here right now, Tom, and I think we're wasting our time when we could be talking to a veritable genius, sir. Thank you.
Hello, gentlemen.
Note for book, Harvey Fierstein is here today. So this make a juicy little chapter.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to have this different people that kind of wander in and out of your life, Tom.
If you're looking for juice, I've got bottles full of it.
Yeah, Harvey knows, like, all the people who've, like, effed the other people and stuff. Like, he just, like, knows everything. Like, Harvey, tell him that one thing about Julia Roberts. You know, because, like, I worked with Julia Roberts on the cell phone. And then, like, I was saying to Harvey, like, I love Julia, like, blah, blah, blah. And then he, like, told me this wicked crazy
Julia
story.
And I go back, okay? Back in the days of Pretty Woman, okay? She was still kind of trying to figure out her place in the Hollywood scene. And a lot of producers were offering her opportunities if she would, you know, sleep on the producer's couch. And she didn't want to do that. She had more chutzpah than that. And so she went right to the directors and fucked the directors.
Yeah! Can you believe that, Julia?
And then she's calling the creative shots.
I can't believe
she's
that.
Genius. Yeah.
I've directed a few stage shows in Chicago, and trust me, that's not the way things work here. when I sleep on someone's couch, I sleep
like
on
what shows?
Couch.
I actually didn't know you directed. I just thought you were like obsessed with people watching you.
Herman Munster and the Funsters.
Do you know that, Harvey?
I haven't heard of that. Is that an original piece?
It was a sketch show that we put together as part of a writing program.
Oh God!
And then we had.
Sounds horrid.
Yeah, like, what was it about? Munsters and the Munsters?
No, Herbie Munster and the Funsters.
But, okay.
Is it based on the Munsters? The television program?
Sort of a takeoff on the Munsters. We did it at Halloween last year.
That's my problem right now with Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's all recycling old ideas. Not even recycling, just slopping them back up on there like a piece of bologna. Just seeing, okay, let's put out the same thing as before, see if anyone will eat it up.
Jared, okay. Is that what you were doing?
No, I directed a lot of things. I directed another one. It's called Siri, I'm Late. So it was like,
please tell me it's not based on Siri.
The Apple product. Yeah.
Okay, Harvey, I'm sorry. Like, this, Jared's like a friend, but like,
Tagging along.
Yeah, like, well, like, he's like learning.
I'm a writer, Harvey. You and I are creative types. I'm an actor as well.
We're not in the same category, okay. I don't think.
No, he's like an improviser, you know, here in Chicago. And like,
so he does stand up and stuff like
that? Well, no, he's like on an improv team, Mr. Doubtfire. And they like,
That's interesting.
Yeah, what?
Which you would probably love because, you know, you like to remix things, I'm sure. And it's sort of like a remix.
Well, yes, I was in the film Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, God. Okay, so you're doing what, Mrs. Doubtfire on stage with a group of other
guys? No, it's just Mr. Doubtfire. Yeah. And much like your pal, Robin Williams, who, by the way, is a hero of mine. Uh-huh. We run around and we make things up off the spot, you know. Sometimes it's things we've seen on TV that sort of get filtered through our mouth, you know. But oftentimes it's little bon mots of our own.
And you're dressing up as old ladies with a...
No, only in one of our hilarious videos did we dress up like ladies.
They make videos. They're like 10, 15, 35 minutes long.
Well, because we have to introduce each of us at the beginning, so you know like who the different comedians are, and we each do a thing where it's like a little wacky thing to introduce.
Because everyone's going to want to know who each of those guys are. Yeah, I'm going to want to hire a Mr. Doubtfire. Let me ask you a question, Jared.
Yeah.
Do you have the copyright to the name Doubtfire?
To Mr. Doubtfire, we do. We had it trademarked.
What?
Yeah, we applied for a trademark. It takes a few years to get that to happen.
Well, like, basically, Harvey, they don't, like, really do anything Mrs. Doubtfire. They just, like, do, like, something different. Is this how improv? They do something different every time.
Yeah,
slightly different. I get it. You're trying to make some money off of a name.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. Where you make a movie... give it the same name as a movie that came out in 1976. Well, it has nothing to do with the original.
Harvey, they don't make any money.
Yeah, in fact, right now we haven't quite made money, Harvey. We're a little bit behind on money because there's a lot of investments when you make an improv team.
I'm not going to invest.
Well, the first thing that you do when you make
it. Is that why you wanted me to meet Jared? I'm not investing in this.
I didn't know you were going to be here
today.
He's here
just to, he's documenting my life.
I'm a writer and I'm writing a book. Now, see, the first thing you do when you form an improv team is you buy a website.
Okay.
You got to buy a website. That's step number one.
Buying a website, that's part of being funny on stage.
Yes. Okay. Then you got to take some promo pictures. And while you're doing that, casting is going to be pretty important. So you want to put together...
You cast an improv group.
Yeah, I want to put together who's going to be in the thing, you know, while you're working on the website or after it's been, you know...
Which is, like, totally the opposite of, like... the people you work with, Harvey, because, like, Jared Harvey was telling me that, like, for the musical, they, like, rehearse day and night. Like, they're rehearsing, like, 8 hours a day.
It's our lives.
And, like, you just didn't say anything about rehearsing.
In a way, all the world's a stage, and so aren't we improvising right now?
I guess you could tell yourself that if you're not really
What are these things you guys are reading?
Are you reading some sides for the musical? Yeah.
I'm producing and co-writing what I'm hoping will... go to Broadway, a musical on Tom Tegan's life.
Oh, dude, it for sure. Yeah. He is very
We're workshopping
good.
It right now.
Oh, my
now.
God. He has brought in, like, all the funniest people. It's like, you know, Jerry, you, like, love funny people and like to talk to them. Like, Harvey knows them. And it's, like, really funny. And then it's, like, really sad. It's, like, perfect. I love it.
This is amazing. We're working on almost the exact same project then, right? Because I'm actually the official biographer for Tom. So, essentially, we're telling the same story. We should work together. Maybe we should set up a lunch date before you even move any further.
Do you do any copywriting? We could use some copywriting for the playbill.
You know what, Jared? You could cut. He could look at the. He could copyright the parts that you wrote for his character. Mm. You know.
You mean like I would just.
You know, you're
like,
in
write,
it.
I'm actually. I'm
like
getting a lot of material right now for the character of Jared. This is really enlightening.
I'm in the play.
Oh, yeah.
Your character.
You're part of my life, Jerry.
Oh, excellent.
You're somewhat the comedic relief.
For sure.
That's perfect because, you know, the thing is, I've been meaning to do more scripted work on stage. And
no,
so,
you're not, like, in it. You're in
Oh, dear God, no. No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if we misrepresented the role. You're not playing Jared Jeffries. That's open to casting right now. I'm just talking... about what he's looking like on the page right now. He's kind of a tragic clown.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Everyone
laughs at him. And maybe he meekly laughs on the outside, but the tears that are coming through, they're very apparent.
I'm more right for this than you know.
But, Jared, I'm sorry. I do want you to have a big break eventually, but, like, this is my musical, and we're having, like, some really heavy hitters come in and read for your part.
Like
Neil Patrick Harris has been circling the role.
Isn't that so cool?
Tom has a concern that he's, how would you say it, like, too much of a pretty boy? I don't know if...
Yeah, we were thinking about, like, Harvey and I were, like, spitballing how we could make, like, him... More like you? Like,
I was thinking,
like, ugly makeup?
Oh, you know who would be perfect? And I was just on the phone with his agent this morning. You know that, that little fat kid from, Book of Mormon?
Oh my god, Jared!
Yeah, that roly-poly looking little...
But I'm not fat.
Well, you're not, but you got a sadness of a fat kid.
Oh.
You had a tough childhood, didn't you, Jared?
I mean, it was... I did have a lot of friends, but it wasn't, like, hard.
See, I'm getting sad just listening to this stuff. We want our show to be uplifting.
I know. Yeah. Maybe you should cut the character out completely.
No.
It's not a big role to
You need some comedic relief, and I can provide that. You know, why don't you have me come in? In fact, I might be good at punching up that script a little bit. Maybe I could take it and riff with it a little bit.
You know, you say you're working on a biography, and we don't want to draw you away from that. It sounds important.
Yeah.
And you've got your group.
And actually... Jared, that's...
Is this a biography?
No, he's going through my sides. Jared, don't.
I'm just going to find a part with me in it.
Okay, Jared, I don't want you to, you know...
Jared, please, you're better than this.
Ah. Here we go. So I could do that. I could do these lines made for me. Like...
Just do it. Go ahead.
Tom, is it okay if I come in?
You want me to read my part?
Yeah, Tom, is it okay if I come in?
Sure, Jared.
Good, because...
How was your date last night?
Not great. I ate too many tacos. Wait, this is... I never said that before.
Yeah, but like,
I ate too many tacos.
Okay, I'll read the part of Jared. I'll show you what we were thinking.
Okay, yeah, because there is another part.
There were like three more taco references on that line.
Well, there's a fiesta song, you know, and you wear a big sombrero.
This show goes into the fantastical, and there are going to be sequences that might not happen in the real world, per se.
No.
But they're metaphor, and they serve to draw... the character of Tom out of himself and away from his illness. And I think this scene at the beginning of Act 2 really illustrates that. Tom, it's Jared. There are some women outside that really want to come in and see you.
Okay.
I'm really interested in one of them. I was wondering if maybe it would be okay if I gave her my phone number.
Yeah, Jared, yeah.
Thanks, Tom. You're a really great friend. Girls, come in. Tom's ready to be seen.
And then they come in and they have sex with me. And then you don't...
It's this big, sexy number.
Yeah, and then you don't give them the number because you get too nervous, you know, and you're, like, intimidated.
No,
and
I see
And then also
that on
there's
the
another
page.
Part where we added this other part, and this is why I don't think you'd be good for part. Mm-hmm. And Harvey, you tell me, but, like, the one part where he becomes, like, where we go home because, like, we couldn't buy the rights to Mrs. Doubtfire, Mr. Doubtfire. Mm-hmm. So instead of you going home and improvising at night, you're like a drag queen. And so, like, anyways, that part, like, I don't know if you can nail, like, we need someone who really has a good voice.
We need someone who is a triple threat.
Yeah, so at night you're a drag queen and not an improviser, but it's like the same, you know, jokey
type. I'm seeing that. I take one of the girls that you're talking about home, and then I try on drag for her, and it says,
she
I got
helps
some.
You discover your sexuality.
Please, honey, I've got some fierce gas because I ate too many tacos. I've never brought a taco in here before.
Yeah, but Jared...
You eat food, don't you?
Yeah, yes, Jared, it's a really, really fun part, you know?
There's there's like fart gags every time I'm on this page.
Yeah, but when you go to drag, and there's like all these like dry, or what's that called where the smoke comes out? Dry smoke?
Dry ice.
Yeah, after you put your drag on. then all this dry ice comes off, and that's out, and that's supposed to be your farts or whatever, and then, like, everyone comes out and sings. It's so cool. Jared, it's really going to be good.
I can see your eyes glazing over. You're not connecting. It's... Let me just put it this way, okay? Can I give you a tough note?
Go ahead.
We need to humanize the character of Jared.
Yeah.
And to be honest, well, I don't know you as well as Tom does, obviously, but it just doesn't... You don't seem very multidimensional.
No, you nailed it, Harvey. Like, honestly. Jared, what do you think?
Was there another part that maybe would be...
Jared, you need to be your real self.
Well, how about this? No, you're in the script. Why can't I be you? Well, you're not going to play you, right?
I'm considering it. I've done plenty of Broadway. Oh, no.
Dumb. I think we should make a movie. I missed that line.
No, just, you can do it. Just be confident. You got to be confident.
Dumb. I think we should make a Broadway show together. It's me, your friend, Harvey.
It sounds okay, but, like, you're drooling a little bit out of your mouth.
That's unrelated,
Tom. You got a little spittle on me.
It looks weird, though, you know? Like,
Jared, do you have anyone in your life right now?
I have been seeing a girl off and on. And...
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Jared, I think you need to come out.
Wait, why does this keep coming up?
It keeps coming up, maybe because people know you're not being your true self.
Yeah, because I was telling Harvey how, like, you're Mr. Doubtfire, and you hang out with guys all the time, and you guys, like, hug and, like, jump on each other, and he was so gay. And I was like, really? I've asked him that before, like, twice.
Wait a minute, what is this?
Tom, we'll meet about the script. Let's talk to Jared while we're there. I'm gonna get him to kiss me. I think he's gay.
Yeah, what about it?
You wrote it into the script.
Yeah.
You wrote the making of the play into the script. And
yeah, it's kind of meta. In that way. Like, have you seen the movie Adaptation?
Yes, I've seen the movie Adaptation. And
okay,
that was one guy getting to play two roles. I could have played either one of those roles, and neither one of them involved coming... into a guy's work environment, and this is my work environment, and insulting them.
The hospital is your work environment.
This is my work environment, because this is what I'm doing right now. I'm asking questions of Tom Deacon. Tom,
yeah?
Here's a question.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Why is it that you feel like you've been singled out over any other kid that's made a wish to become, you know, America's favorite dying boy and become a Hollywood superstar?
Because I'm good?
Okay. I think I can answer that question.
Oh, cool!
If I can speak openly about Tom. Tom, you have a wisdom in your eyes.
Oh.
It tells me, I think, even though you're 12 years old, you're an old soul.
Yeah.
You really are. You've lived a lot of lives. You've learned a lot of spiritual lessons, and you've got a vitality about you. And that's why, writing this show just seems so natural, because people need to experience that vitality.
Oh my God, Harvey, thank you.
Oh,
it's so
thank
nice.
You.
Honestly, I gotta tell you, you're like a super fun person to be around too. Like,
oh, you bring out the youthfulness in me.
You're just like, when people are working on a project with you, they just like know stuff's gonna be done and get done and be happy and powerful.
Yeah.
Like, you've got that too.
I've been around the block for a while.
Tom, what's your favorite kind of sandwich?
Jared, Tom. Okay.
Are you asking because you're gonna bring up lunch soon?
No. Okay.
Please tell me that's not for the book. Is he working on this solo?
Yeah, like, sometimes he asks bad questions like that. But, Jared, can I say something?
I wish you would tell me about your life and or this project.
Okay, my favorite sandwich is peanut butter and jelly, and I can't even eat it anymore.
Success. Okay, let me write down the bookmark of that spot.
But we're not making fun of you in your environment. Harvey really was, like, I think, open to kissing you.
Kissing the character of Jared.
Yeah.
Which would be played by me.
Oh, God. Jared. The desperation. You could cut through it with a knife. Now look, last night, Tom and I were having an interesting conversation with Frank Ocean. You know who he is?
Yeah, I saw him on the Saturday Night Live, which I watch every week.
That's great. Well, he was telling us how, you know, once he came out with who he was and was just willing to be free and be himself, it just opened up so many more avenues for him.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the statistics right now, his song is the number one downloaded song in the country. And what's it about? It's about being in love with another man.
Do you know?
Jared, you can't keep doing this to yourself. Be who you are.
If I try being gay, will you just answer some of these questions?
Me?
Well, yeah, Tom? I want to know from both of you.
Oh, I'll answer anything.
This is obviously doing a Broadway play is going to be a big part of your biography. I mean, can we just, if I pretend like I'm gay for right now, will you guys just give me some answers here? I mean, what's the plot exactly of this play? It's just about the making of a play?
Like a
chorus line? One of my favorites?
You like a chorus line, really?
I do now.
That's gay Jared talking.
Yeah. It's about Tom's life.
Yeah.
It's about struggling with death, struggling with hope. It's about overcoming. It's about discovering who you really are.
Okay, well, give me a choice scene. Give me a choice scene.
It's super, super serious, Jared, and that's why we need you in there farting a little bit.
Okay.
We need some comic relief.
That
tacos.
Well, I've seen a lot of fart jokes in there for me. And so I'm wearing a sombrero for some reason.
You might not like this taco stuff and this farting stuff. You know who suggested it, Jared? The creator of the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
He consulted with us. Yeah.
Oh,
Trey
wow.
Parker and Matt Stone, they didn't see any necessity to the Jared character whatsoever. And then Tom actually said, well, what if he's farting and is talking about tacos? And I threw in the cross-dressing. And now we've got this whole other thing. We've got a nurse character
who
discovers that he's actually a female nurse.
Isn't that kill?
We've got, let's see. Oh, we've got these gay angels that come
down. Oh my
down.
God, they're so hilarious.
Tom is actually ready to go with them. That's towards the end when Tom has accepted his fate and that it's time for him to die. He wants to go with the gay angels. And I'm going too far into it.
Well, no, we gotta tell him. Then I go to gay heaven.
He goes to gay heaven.
It's so fun. Jared, we are like, everyone's like so gay. Even though, like, everyone knows I'm not gay. But now that anything's wrong with that, like, it totally has to all these, like, sweet, sweet, hot.
Sexuality movies. Is a spectrum.
Yeah. Okay.
Explore it while you're here on Earth, Tom.
Yeah.
Because you are dying. But
I'm going to gay heaven.
Can you guys just... Can you give me then one of the scenes I would be in? Can you just talk me through it?
Jared, I don't know how else to tell you this. Your scenes, plot-wise, are inconsequential. The character of Jared Jeffries could just as easily be the Kool-Aid Man. We need a character a little on the heavy side.
I'm not a fat.
That can make people laugh during an emotionally wrought, dark part of the show. Okay, we thought that we'd go organic with it and have it be someone who's actually in Tom's life, someone somewhat inconsequential. It could just as easily be the mailman, the milkman.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe the character of Jared it's just a little, there's too much tied down to it.
Yeah, I mean, we could just change the name and it'd be the same.
No,
yeah.
keep it, because then I'll get more Google hits.
How about Jake Jeffro?
No, keep it.
Oh, I like that. That's sexy.
Oh, please keep it.
Jake Jeffro.
Please keep
and
it.
And he's writing.
As sad as this is, I want it.
Mm.
I want it.
No, he can't be writing a biography.
No, he's just, let's just have him do the taco thing and the drag queen stuff.
He sells tacos at the hospital.
I also think the improv stuff is still pretty funny. Like, from a sad funny.
Yeah. Oh, we can have a scene where him and his improv group, they come to the hospital to do a little show for Tom to lift his spirits. And that's actually what makes Tom feel more down than ever and makes his remission go back, to it getting worse, and that would be a really great point to lead us to right before the intermission.
I think that would be a good idea, actually, because one time Mr. Doubtfire did come to the hospital and they performed, and it was really bad and depressing. And then I was talking about it with Jared, and he says that's what's just like improv is. Like, sometimes stuff is good and bad.
I'm part of a group called Silly Kids. We come and we entertain different kids that have different diseases. We put on a different show. Whether if you have cancer, we have one show. We have a great AIDS show that we're
working
on.
And you're saying that your improv is supposed to be bad?
No, he said sometimes it's bad, but what is it again? Like,
if it's good all the time, then you're not really growing, right? And so it's like, Tom, if you were feeling good all the time, then you know.
You see, we have a saying on the stage, don't do your growing in front of an audience. Do it in rehearsal.
Oh my God, that's great.
When you show on stage needs to be a polished, flawless product. Don't drag other people through your therapy. That's just for you. Now, I might actually, Jared, could I see a Mr. Doubtfire show at some point?
Oh, we would love that.
I really would like to see what that improv looks like, because we need something in the show that will really bring down Tom's character.
Well, then I think you're going to be mistaken, because when you show up, you may be leave disappointed, because you're going to see...
All right, forget it. I don't care about it anymore.
You should go, because I bet it will be bad, actually.
Really?
Yeah, like just the one shit that I saw, which like Jared claims is like a 50-50 good or bad. Like, it just felt like some of the people were, like, not very good. Oh, I don't know, dear. No offense. You were actually okay.
Thank you. It's a hybrid short form, long form.
But, like, there were some people that, like, looked really nervous. Like, I was like, are you doing this because you like it or what? What is that?
I've actually been wondering this whole time. Jared, your hand has been shaking nonstop, and you've got that little bit of sweat on your upper lip.
I have to go now.
Jared,
I'll be back next week to talk to you.
Now I feel bad. Look at him.
I have to go sign up for some different classes.
Jared, okay, Harvey, let's just put Jared back in the musical.
It's still in its first draft anyway. It's going to be workshop, so fine. It can be Jared. Yeah.
I'm going to be a star.
Yeah, just the name.
It's spending.
Hey, you know what? The first step is getting your name out there. That's why my relentless self-promotion on Facebook is worthwhile. You see,
you're on Facebook?
Oh, yes, very much so. I buy
ads.
People
are still on that, Harvey?
I don't know. I can't keep up with the Twitter sphere and whatever it is. I've got people that do that for me.
I know, me too.
I'm understanding this relationship a whole lot better.
I do my own Facebook. Thank you very much, because it's important to maintain contact with people. You see, it's all about creating a brand, Tom. And so with that said, I think I'm moving forward. And as I said before, as long as you're moving forward, that's what matters.
I think that this whole biography, Tom.
Yeah?
It's about you, a dying boy, and whatnot. It's being written by a dying boy. Jared. You're dying on the inside.
Oh my God. Harvey, that's... Wow.
I think somebody just had the realization that somebody else needs to be a bigger character in the play.
Yeah.
Get off it.